The Warriors with a strong start to their Western Conference semifinal series against the Jazz. Great energy from the jump and all starters registering double digits in the scoring column. Stephen Curry leading all scorers with 22 points plus 7 boards and 5 assists. Klay Thompson, a game-high plus 23, delivering 15 points with 3 trays, while Draymond Green bringing the fire, a 17-point night with 8 rebounds and 6 assists, as Kevin Durant also had 17 points plus 5 boards and 5 assists, as the Warriors were solid from start to finish, taking down the Jazz 106-94 the final. Here's Coach Brown in the postgame.
It's a good win by our guys. I thought one of the things that we talked about going into the series is winning the possession game. They're a very good defensive team, and they thrive off of getting steals and getting the ball out in transition and scoring easy buckets against their defensive pressure. So we did a great job of taking care of the ball. 7 turnovers again is a franchise low. We tied the franchise record for 7 turnovers in a playoff game. That was phenomenal. I thought... 2 of our bigs were very good moving the basketball. David West had 7 assists. Draymond Green was terrific. He had 6 assists. Andre had 5 assists. We slide him to the power forward quite a bit. And so for those guys that are quote-unquote our bigs, to be able to move the ball like that and generate baskets for us by moving the ball was phenomenal. And, you give them credit. They are a good defensive team. We get in a little rut every once in a while, and some of it had to do with their defense, some of it had to do with us, but they'd go on a little run, and every time they went on a run, it seemed like our guys locked in and responded, especially the second group. The second group of Ian, Klay, Andre, Draymond, and David West. We thought both halves, that group was really good for us.
John Dickinson, 95.7 the game. Did something happen with Steph there? He had his shoe off. He was getting looked at. Is there a status update on him?
No, he's fine. Yeah.
Jacob Palmer, San Francisco Examiner. Over here, Coach. Okay. Limiting turnovers is something that Steve talked about a lot during the regular season. Is what we're seeing right now kind of all of that work coming together at the most opportune time, or what is it really that's coming together right now that's causing such low turnover outputs in the last few games?
Again, going into the year, that was one of the things that Steve talked about. It's part of winning the possession game. We feel like we have enough scoring power that if we lock in defensively and just do our jobs and then win the possession game, we can probably outscore most of our opponents. And so Steve has stressed that from day one, from training camp. And it's just our guys, buying in, trying to do the right thing, and most importantly, keeping the game simple. We can score in bunches if we just make this simple play, keep the ball moving, keep bodies moving, and that's what our guys did a lot tonight.
Almost the same place over here, Mike, to your right. Okay. They didn't score for 4 minutes of the game. Were they just missing shots, or what did you like from your defense in that early going?
I thought the effort was there. A couple of times we might have broken down with our schemes, but everybody was trying to cover for one another, and they didn't get many looks. And again, that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on, or being locked in defensively. And if we're missing shots and we're locked in defensively, we still feel like we're going to come out of it a lot of times sooner than the other team and go on a big run to create a little bit of separation, and that's what our guys did.
Mike, Joe Fonzie, KTVU. We all know what Steph can do, but it kind of felt like he was having trouble with the three-point shot, and then he demonstrated the other part of his game, those couple of plays that he made under the basket and then the lob to JaVale. Just, again, a testament to how he can affect the game.
Yeah, he can affect the game a lot of different ways, even when he's not shooting, just because he moves so well without the basketball. And his movement creates other opportunities for other guys. He sets a back screen. A lot of times, his man doesn't want to help on the back screen. Therefore, the guy receiving the back screen is going to get an open look at the rim. If he cuts hard enough, he sets a pin down, it's the same thing. And so just Steph being out on the floor, knowing that he can be a threat to catch and shoot at any time or come off a pick and roll and score it at any time is a bonus for all of us. And tonight they switched out a couple of times with some bigs on him. And, you know, again, because of his ability to shoot the three ball, they're pressing up into him, which allowed him to dribble drive by him.
Nate Duncan, Twitter Sports. Gordon Hayward, 15 field goal attempts, 4 of 15, and only 2 free throw attempts. What did you do well against him tonight?
You know, he had a couple of looks probably that he missed, but, you know, again, give our guys credit. You know, they followed the game plan. Our whole deal is we just want to keep a body in front of these guys. And if we can keep a body in front of them and they want to go one-on-one and try to beat our guys off the dribble, we feel like that can be to our advantage at the end of the day because, you know, going one-on-one every possession, play after play after play, is a tough way to play, and that's not their style. You know, the teams left in the playoff, they move the ball very well, they move bodies well, they space the floor very well. And so for us, you know, our whole emphasis, especially on Gordon, was to just keep a body in front of them and make them try to shoot tough shots. And we thought that our guys did a pretty good job of trying to keep at least a body in front of them throughout the night.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, to your right, Mike, okay. Over here. Was it a concerted effort to try and hurry them up early in the game? Because you know they're a slow, deliberate team. It looked like you guys were doing everything you could on defense to try and get them going at a faster pace. Was that the plan?
Yeah, you know, again, even against Portland, we felt like, you know, if we can get into these guys' bodies and try to get them to speed up offensively by putting pressure on them, especially when they have the ball out on top of the floor, then maybe it may hurry them up a little bit. You know, and sometimes when you're pressuring guys, they see a little crack of daylight. It's a natural instinct for a guy to want to drive against that pressure. And now they're driving against the pressure. And, you know, for us, you know, we're not coming to help a ton because we feel like we're long and we're athletic. And so now we're taking a three out the game because they're driving for twos or they're driving for pull-ups. And our guys did a pretty good job of that to start the game. Even Zaza did. You know, you saw Rudy catch the ball at the top of the floor. We don't want him being comfortable up there. If he's going to handle it, he's going to have to feel a body up there. And Zaza did a terrific job with that early on.
Mike, Connor Letourneau, San Francisco Chronicle. What did you think of that play in the second quarter where Curry crossed over Gobert and had Gobert spinning around? And are you getting kind of used to that sort of thing?
No, I still enjoy it. And I'll keep enjoying it. I feel like I got one of the better seats in the house, and I'm not even paying for it. So this is a good thing. I mean, Steph is just dynamic with the basketball. And, you know, if their game plan is to switch Rudy out on Steph from time to time, then, you know, I don't know. We may see that again. I don't know. But Steph's ability to shoot the ball and his hesitations is, you know, every once in a while he'll glance and look at the rim. That's tough for anybody, let alone a 7-footer, to try to defend with all the space because of the shooters that we have behind him.
Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant joined each other at the podium in the postgame. Here's what they had to say.
You guys finished the last series at such a high level, game four. Did you think you were at that level, or was this maybe something you just kind of got through this? What did you think about the level of this game for you guys?
We picked up right where we left off. I think our defense to start the first quarter gave us a chance to settle in offensively and find our rhythm. We weren't clicking, you know, with making shots early on, but our defense just really gave us an opportunity to kind of, you know, find that flow. And that's what you need in the playoffs to really assert yourself and get the momentum on your side, and eventually, you know, we started to make some shots and open the game up. And our second unit tonight, you know, that unit that starts the second and fourth quarter, did a great job defensively, you know, forcing them into tough shots and starting those quarters off great too. So, you know, all around great effort.
Steph, Dana Green, KTVX. The Jazz obviously like to slow it down a little bit. Do you feel like you guys dictated the pace of this game?
Yeah, we did that with just not turning the ball over. I know we only had 7 turnovers tonight, and if you take me out of it, we only had 3. So that is huge for us to, you know, win the possession game against a team that loves to slow it down and be real methodical in offense. You know, we have to value each possession offensively on our end, make them work, but not give them, you know, any freebies. I can do a better job. You know, as a team, we did a really good job of doing that tonight.
Marcus Thompson, Barry News Group. Kevin, Gordon Hayward had a great series last in the first round, but you held him to 4 of 15. like, what were you guys able to do to kind of shut off his game and for tonight?
He's an all-star, so, you know, you're going to expect him to come back next game very aggressive. He missed some shots tonight. I think he did a good job of just putting bodies on him and make him shoot over a contest, but he's a great player. I mean, some of those shots that might go down next game, but we can't get discouraged, and we got to continue to do it together. So it's a great team effort.
Anthony Sutter, Barry News Group. Steph, you kind of had the highlight of the night, spinning Gobert around there. I mean, I know he had the knee trouble in the last series. Was that at all part of the game plan, trying to get him isolated on the perimeter tonight?
Well, you want to try to just get him out of the paint. That's where he's most effective, and he's protecting the rim. So if you can get him out in the perimeter, get him, trying to defend pin downs or pick and roll situations. Honestly, we didn't have many ISO situations on him, just the way the game went. But obviously, his strength is to protect that paint. So if you can get him out and make him guard some guards, some wings, and try to make him uncomfortable in those situations, I think it's to our favor.
Kevin, to your right, Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. I'm wondering how much spark you think the transition gave you guys tonight. And in particular, I'm wondering what you thought of the play where Draymond was able to strip Hayward, and I think you finished that with a dunk off a long pass.
Well, it all starts with the defensive side of the ball. You know, when we get stops and rebounds, we can run out. But if we're taking the ball out every time, it's hard for us to get in a rhythm in a transition game. So, you know, just getting stops. And that play was a big play. I think we might have turned it over. But Draymond hustled back and got his hand on the basketball and just made an end-to-end play. And definitely got our crowd into the game.
Right here to your left, Kevin. Ryan Leong, the Associated Press Radio Network. Just what does this game one win do for you guys as far as, like, just setting it up for Thursday?
Just give us something to think about. You know, obviously for the next game, we want to come out with energy. Always game twos are tough, you know, especially a team coming in trying to steal one on the road. So we can't be relaxed, you know. Relaxed teams and happy teams get beat. So, you know, we got to come out with the same energy we had tonight and just take it up a notch. And I know it's easier said than done, but, you know, we'll watch film tomorrow, see where we could be better.
Steph, Tim Kawakami again. Did you see Gobert twirl? I mean, what are you thinking when you see a 7-foot-1 guy spin as you're making a move like that?
You're just trying to finish a play, whether you see an opening to shoot a jumper or go to the paint and finish it under the rim. That's, you just kind of make those reads and find a way to take advantage of that mismatch there. And thankfully, I was able to finish.
And also, Chelsea was working on your ankle, a little ankle or whatever, and you took your shoe off. What was going on there? Was there any issue there?
No, just routine maintenance that I get done, whether it's in the back or on the bench or, you know, in between quarters, whatever. It happens, and nothing to worry about.
Steph, normally the formula to beat you guys is when you don't make threes. You only made 7 tonight, but the game didn't seem like you were ever threatened. What did you guys have going since the three ball wasn't working?
Well, it started with our defense, but I think we found ways to move the ball and, you know, get good shots, whether it was, you know, pin down twos or, you know, swings and driving to the basket. But what have you, we created good shots just by moving the ball and setting good screens for each other, you know. We got up 29 threes, and hopefully we'll make a few more next game. But the ones that we did create and the shots that we did finish all were promoted by, you know, just our ball movement. And that's what we preach all year. And against this team especially, they're great defensively. So if you can't get bogged down on one side of the court, you know, that's where they feed off of that. So make them work, move side to side, make them make decisions defensively, and it should work out.
All right, game two is coming up here on Thursday night at Oracle Arena before the series shifts to Salt Lake City for games 3 and 4. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the NBA Playoffs.